and welcome to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright. And today we're going to talk about low self-esteem and low self-confidence. So let's dive right on in. What is the difference between low self-esteem and low self-confidence? Well, they kind of parallel. Self-esteem and self-confidence really do overlap, but they are different. See, self-esteem refers to whether you appreciate and value yourself. Your self-esteem develops and changes as a result of your life experiences and interactions with other people. Self-confidence is your belief in yourself and your abilities. See, when someone has low self-esteem, that means that they lack the confidence about who they are and what they can do. Sometimes they feel incompetent, unloved, and even inadequate. And people who struggle with low self-esteem are constantly afraid about making mistakes or letting other people down. Most of the time, these are our people pleasers. So, what does low self-esteem do to a person? Well, it really can reduce your quality of life in many different ways, including having negative feelings, the constant self-criticism, and sadness, depression, anxiety, anger, shame, and or guilt. And let's talk about it. Low self-esteem often begins in childhood. Sometimes it's a stress with a difficult life event, such as maybe a serious illness, and many times bereavement. They can have a negative effect on your self-esteem. Your personality can also play a part. You know, some people are just more prone to negative thinking while others set impossible high standards for themselves. So let's talk about a few of these. Life experiences. See, sometimes you can have a trauma, some type of abuse. They're all significant and they can affect your feelings of self-worth. And if you find yourself maybe replaying some of these memories of trauma that may have happened in your life or anything like that, sometimes we kind of feel ashamed and it kind of makes us not feel as confident as we should be. But if you suffer from any of these, it's always great to seek some treatment from a licensed clinician. Now, parenting styles, that is a major factor in our self-esteem and in our self-confidence. The way we are treated in our families and how we were as children growing up, that sometimes has an effect on our self-confidence. Let's say, for instance, if you had a parent who constantly belittled or compared you to your other siblings, or maybe even said you would never amount to anything, those messages carry on with us. And a parent struggles sometimes with this. It's kind of hard to not have self-esteem, your self-esteem not to be as high, maybe I should say. Now, here's one: bullying and harassment. You know, we've all had some childhood bullying when we were coming up, and that leaves a mark on your confidence. When it comes to looks, intellect, and your athletic ability when you're in your younger years and teen years can also have a humiliating experience in adulthood, including workforce harassment. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to learn, or at least get some techniques on how to improve our self-esteem and our self-confidence. We'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Hey, what's up, fellas? If you're looking for healthy, thought-provoking conversations on a variety of topics dealing with life issues, be a transparent, open dialogue for men who need a dose of honest, engaging, and heartfelt discussions, tune in to Inside the Armor, airing Mondays at 8 a.m., hosted by
Joe,
Russ,
and yours truly, Boone. We would love to have you vibe with us as we talk about our trials and our triumphs, our messes and our successes. Join us for Inside the Armor, Mondays at 8 a.m., Iron Sharpening Iron, one podcast at a time.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright, and today we're talking about low self-esteem and low self-confidence. Now, we talked about what kind of factors into that, but now we're going to talk about how to improve your self-confidence and your self-esteem. Now, these are just a few because there's so many out there, but I like these and I'm going to share them with you. Number one, discover what matters to you. See, when you're getting in touch with your inner values, your goals, and your aspirations, they can improve your self-esteem. See, in psychological terms, this helps you build an inner compass that helps you make good decisions, and it leads to an authentic life. See, knowing yourself is key to developing internal confidence. So you think about what you admire most about yourself. What qualities do you think you have? And when you've identified those qualities, you can try to cultivate them into improving a better you. Okay? Number two, let go of your mistakes. See, making mistakes can reduce your self-esteem. We're going to make mistakes. We're only human. And I don't call them mistakes. I call them learning experiences. But for the sake of today, we're going to call them mistakes. See, if you make a mistake that has a serious consequence, sometimes it can be hard to feel good about yourself again. I know I have. But you have to ask yourself, how can I stop this from happening? Let's say, for example, you make a mistake at work. You know, you could implement a new, better way of trying to do it and prevent yourself from doing that same thing again. And then you ask yourself, how have I learned any useful lessons about myself or about life in general? You know, let's say, for example, you might have learned that you became more organized, so you don't have to make last minute decisions on anything. What I will tell you about this, procrastination is essential when you have low self-esteem because you're so used to putting it off, and then you find yourself at the last minute trying to catch up. So let go of any mistakes that you make. Number three, now this one, it takes a little work, but become more assertive. Learning how to be assertive can help you improve your self-esteem. And assertiveness is a set skill that helps you stand up for your rights while respecting the rights of other people. Now, not everyone has that ability to be a little, you know, straightforward with things. But if you just try maybe walking up and saying something to someone that you never met before, or just trying something new, just be a little assertive. Number four, do something that scares you. Now, I'm not telling you to jump off of a bridge or bungee jump, but taking risks makes you feel better about yourself. For example, research shows that taking part in a high-risk sport really does boost your self-esteem. Like I said, you don't have to try any extreme sports, but it can help you do something else that feels slightly different. And it gives you that little bit of an adrenaline rush, okay? So do something that scares you. Number five. Now, here's the one that we found in research that a lot of times when your self-esteem and your self-confidence is very low, sometimes it may be due to depression or anxiety. And if you have any of those issues, you want to seek some mental health solutions. And they kind of go hand in hand, like I said, with having low self-esteem. But in order to build your self-esteem and your self-confidence, kind of seek treatment from a healthcare professional for this. Now, I know that was a little bit different, but in all honesty, your self-esteem and your self-confidence comes within. You are your only advocate, and only you know you better than anyone else. So don't ever allow people to tell you that you're not good enough or tell you that you can't do something. Know that within inside of yourself, you have just what you need to be the best that you can be. So I'm going to leave you with a few quotes as I always do. And this one is by Anonymous. It's not what you are that is holding you back. It's what you think you are not. That's a profound quote. And this one is by Maxwell Maltz. Low self-esteem is like driving through life with your handbrake on. Think about that. But of course, my favorite quote is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. This is Vonette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt. Until the next time, be kind and be good to yourself, but also be kind and good to someone else. We'll see you Friday at 4 p.m.